Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation extends a warm welcome to the delegation of Georgia and thanks it for the valuable introductory remarks. Significant progress on human rights issues was achieved during the period under review. We highlight in this regard the important role played by the National Interagency Coordination Mechanism and the Human Rights Strategy 2014-2020. The government of Georgia embarked on a number of important legislative and policy reforms. Egypt commends in particular the judicial reform process, the new action plan against torture, the national action plan on combating trafficking in persons, and the establishment of state agency for religious issues. Moreover, my delegation welcomes Georgia's accession to the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. On the other hand, we take note of concerns on the lack of prohibition of racist discourse, dissemination of ideas based on racial superiority, and expressions of racial hatred and incitement in the criminal code. In conclusion, we would like to present the following recommendations to the consideration of the government of Georgia. 1, to consider ratifying the International Convention on the Rights of Migrant Workers and Their Families. 2, to provide in accordance with its respective obligations under international human rights law, effective protection to the family as the natural and fundamental unit of the society. 3, to continue its efforts to eliminate child marriage, including through considering to set the age of entry into marriage at 18 years. 4, to continue taking steps to ensure the full realization of the right to safe drinking water and sanitation for all, including through adequate investment in the relevant services infrastructure. I thank you.